This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham has gained attention for its downtown rebirth, but the Birmingham area economy still falls behind similar cities, particularly when it comes to job growth. A partnership announced last year between the city and the Brookings Institution, a Washington, D.C. think tank, aims to boost the Birmingham economy with an eye toward making those gains more equitable. Brookings fellow Andre Perry tells me about half of people in Jefferson County are doing well, but the other half struggles. Many of them are minorities.
We got to figure out a way to improve that half, because we know that racism, we know that structural inequality drags on the economy. And to just put it plainly, if you want to get growth, you have got to improve in areas that Alabama, Birmingham, and other places have not been successful at improving.
So an aim of this is equity, economic development, but with a mind toward equity.
Yeah, you hear the terms inclusion, economic inclusion thrown about a bit, but it is really about making sure everyone has a chance at getting a job, making wages that will sustain their families, and making sure that the region grows. Growth begets growth, and if there's one segment of the population that's not growing, it's going to hurt the entire community. We are interdependent. Clearly, there's a large segment of the population that's not thriving in this economy.
So you'll be working with city leaders. What exactly are the sort of things you're going to be doing over the coming months and years?
We've already engaged in a market scan. And in that market scan, we found gaps in the economy, areas that we should improve upon. And so our job now is to look at those gaps and identify potential solutions. Now, the city and the county, there's a lot of things going on. So we want them to have the analytics to really navigate current projects, but also to identify other opportunities out there.
Well, how do you make that growth inclusive? So oftentimes you see economic growth and the criticism is it falls to those who already in positions of influence, power, and wealth. A rising tide doesn't lift all boats is the criticism. How do you see that growth does happen more equitably?
I've worked on equity and inclusion for almost all my life, and I will say this plainly. At some point, city leaders must take chances in hiring people, in investing in Black and brown people. And the folks of Birmingham, Alabama know too well that the tradition of not supporting one another oftentimes reigns supreme. At some point, people who have resources must extend them to people who've not been trusted with resources in the past. So I'm talking about the places like Inslee. I'm talking about Black entrepreneurs. I'm talking about other areas in the city that folks just don't feel that those resources are going to be used for growth.
Well, I can imagine someone hearing this conversation and think, well, you're talking about the startup scene, you're talking about research at UAB, that's all in downtown. You know, that's not part of me. That's not where I am. How can I be sure that this is going to trickle out to my neighborhood, that I'm going to see any benefit?
When I come down to Birmingham, I visit the HBCUs in the area. I go to Inslee. And I'm looking at that commercial corridor and looking at what used to be and the infrastructure that's still there. I'm looking for assets in places that we often ignore. So this project, if we just highlight the people who are already in power, it will be a failure. This partnership is also about highlighting, spotlighting talent that's devalued, ignored, because that's where the reward is. For me, I want to point to people who are not part of the conversation, who are not at the table, to say, here's an opportunity. Let's invest. Let's develop. Let's grow. We need each other because we're truly all in this together.
When this process is done, what has to happen for you to be able to say, this has been a success here in Birmingham?
Well, obviously, we want to see growth in the economy. We want to see more jobs. We would like to see the infrastructure to make that happen. So obviously you need support systems, you need new revenue streams. But more importantly, we want a group of civic actors to demand change that will not uphold status quo, that's willing to take risk that other generations have not. If we can get that mindset change, oh, growth will come.
That's Brookings Institution Fellow Andre Perry. Perry's part of a partnership between the think tank and the city of Birmingham aimed at boosting the area economy.